all the answers. The water friendships and friends were perfect dancers. She swore she'd never dance a step until she died. She said, I've seen too many movies, and all they prove is too idiotic. They all insisted South America's exotic, whereas it couldn't be more boring if it tried. She had it for me that she hated the sound of soft guitars beside a still lagoon. She also got more petty-minded and told them where to put the tropic palms. She had a hate to be pedantic, but I'm driven nearly frantic. I was on with all romantic, sycophantic, a lot of sluts. Whatever wriggling their guts, it drives me absolutely nuts. She refused to begin the begin when they requested it. And she made an embarrassing scene if anyone suggested it, for she detested it. Though no one ever could be keener than little Nina on quite a number of very eligible men who did the rumba. When they proposed to her, she simply left them flat. She said that love should be impulsive, but not convulsive. And syncopation had a discouraging effect on procreation. And then she'd rather read a book, and that was that. Senorita Nina from Argentina despised the tango. Although she never was a girl to let a man go, she wouldn't sacrifice her principles for sex. She looked with scorn on the gyrations of her relations, danced the conga, and swore that if she had to stand it any longer, she'd lose all dignity and wring their silly necks. She said that frankly she was blinded to other over-advertised romantic charms. And then she got more bloody-minded and told them where to put their tropic palms. And she could not refrain from saying that her idiotic swaying and those gambitarras playing were an insult to her race. And that she really couldn't face such international disgrace. She declined to begin the begin, though they besought her to. And with language profane and obscene, she cursed the man who taught her to. She cursed Cole Porter too. From this it's fairly clear that Nina, in her demeanor, was offensive. That when the hatred of her friends grew too intensive, she thought she'd better beat it while she had the chance. After some trial and tribulation, she reached the station and met a sailor who had acquired a wooden leg in Venezuela. And so she married him because he couldn't dance. There surely never could have been a more irritating girl than Nina. They never speak in Argentina of that effeminate bambina who had the luck to find the romance and resolutely wouldn't.